Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. Praise the Lord again. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all the great and mighty things He do every day. But thank God, hallelujah, for His Son Jesus, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Burden Bearer, our High Tower, our Strong Tower. Whatever we need is found in Him. Bless the Lord. We give God glory again also, too, for the dynamic, marvelous, phenomenal, oh my God, feasting off of that word of the revival for the Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio. It was an explosion. Thank God for Evangelist Ely, Evangelist Benjamin, Prophetess Anu, and Prophetess Clifton. Truly, the Lord used those ladies to bring forth a powerful word to the body of Christ. Praise the Lord, and for all those that desire to even hear it again, they can always go to the www.blogtalkradiodivineconnection and listen again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to give thanks. It's a song, glory to God, that all of us know and give thanksgiving in all the time. When we think of God's blessings, when we think about that, we think about glory to God, His goodness. And this little song is a simple one that says, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. You made me whole. You saved my soul. Oh, want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless His holy name. I want to give thanks and glory and honor again to the Almighty God. There is none like Him. Hallelujah, the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One. We bless you. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Oh, Jehovah Shalom. Oh, my God, the peace that you give that the world can't give to us, glory to God. And you said you will give us that peace if we keep our minds steadfast on you. Thank you, Jehovah, our Lord. Thank you, glory to God, oh, for being so good in so many different ways. Nobody can get the glory but you. And an awesome God, even through this revival, how you bless these young women, these ministers, prophets, glory to God. Hallelujah, what a divine anointed word as God appointed them for such a time as this. Bless God. And as we went through, glory to God, the process of restoration. And truly, God used them greatly. Any of you that desire, hallelujah, to hear it, all the episodes, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. Truly, your heart will burn and it will be something in there to bless you and encourage you, to build you. Glory to God to bring correction and inspire you to continue to press on and pursue after the Lord like never before. We bless the Lord as we get ready for our prayer tonight. We thank God for the fire that's burning on the inside and the fire that's burning things off of us. And even, glory to God, another shift in the spirit for those that will be able to obtain and maintain, retain all that God has said, even through this revival. We know that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And he used to let us know that he that has the ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And he's not giving us the spirit of fear, but power and love and of a sound mind. And Isaiah 41:10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee and uphold thee with the right hand of righteousness. So help us to let go and let God. And he wants to restore us. And he wants us to keep a heart of thanksgiving after him, repentance, keep a spirit of obedience and submission to him. And if there is any error, any fault, or any sin, go to that and run to the rock that's higher than us, which is Jesus Christ. According to 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for the scriptures that was already spoken. We'll have that for our scripture reading for tonight and go right into prayer. Father, I do honor you today. Give you glory and praise, because truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we've already made up our mind, many of us, that we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, continue to let you do the leading. God, as we deny this flesh and we, glory to God, crucify and glory to humble ourselves and let you take charge. God, we believe in some greater things yet to come, that we will be a force to be reckoned with. Glory to God, as we allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead and guide us, and that way, glory to God, we'll put the enemy under our feet, and then we'll put you first and let the light so shine that men and women and all will see, glory to God, the light of Christ in our lives, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray like never before that we'll be, glory to God, faithful to you. We'll be loyal to you. We'll pledge our allegiance to you in the name of Jesus. We'll stay in a heart of thanksgiving and continue to keep a repentant heart before you in the name of Jesus as we pray ye one for another. God, we bless you for even making us a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. God, there's so much that's going on in life. Help us to know, glory to God, to not allow the enemy to cause us to be shaking in our boots, but fast stand in faith and stand in trusting in you, and don't lean to our own understanding. All our ways continue to acknowledge you and let you direct our path. We bless you, glory to God, for the opportunity to have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and a mind to serve you and submit to your will. In the name of Jesus, bless those that you've sent out in the hedges and highways, glory to God, to carry out, glory to God, your assignment to be a witness and to be a light. Help us, glory to God, to be the salt of the earth and keep our light on the hill, in the name of Jesus, not on the bushes. Help us to pray one for another, bear one another's burdens, and help us, glory to God, to not to be a partaker of another man's sin. Help us not to be in denial and justify by why we did and what we didn't do, but let you heal us and deliver us and restore us and have a mindset not to go backwards, but to go forward. There are many tricks and snares and plots and plans of the enemy, but God, you said you'll not have us ignorant of Satan's devices. Ah, God, but you said my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And God, when we see the when we find the truth and see the truth, and help us to walk in it in the name of Jesus. According to Psalms 119, you say, glory to God, the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Psalms 23, let us know the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. Oh, he restores our soul. We thank you that he'll prepare a table even in the presence of our enemies. We thank you, Lord God, that we have to recognize that we're going to go through some things. So as you said, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. There will be trials and tribulations. Hallelujah. But be of good cheer, you've overcome the world. God, we pray those scriptures. We speak those things. We grow out, teach those things. But Lord, I'm praying that we get to a point that we receive and believe every word you say and have the faith to know what, no matter what challenges come, that you are faithful to to your word, and you will bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, that not to look down, but to look up. Help us and not to feed this flesh, but feed the spirit in the name of Jesus. God, you are going to let us know in the flesh, no glory in your sight. And as the scripture said, glory to God, and one of the young ladies that said in the ministry, God is not mocked. Glory to God. So we're going to glory to God. Whatever we reap, whatever we sow, we're going to reap. God, help us to know, glory to God, that you have many plans for us, and those plans are good, and you want to bless us. Help us to know, glory to God, that this too shall pass, and that you are a restorer, and you know how to mend us, glory to God, and bend us, glory to God, and make us and mold us into who you and what you will have us to be in the name of Jesus. God, thank you, Lord, you're teaching us how to build our endurance in you, glory to God. To know, glory to God, even though, hallelujah, weeping may endure for a night, that you, the joy comes in the morning. God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah. What things, glory to God, hallelujah, that you have spoken to us, glory to God, let us know that you are not a God that you should lie, and you're not short. Your hand is not too short, glory to God, that you can't deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us like never before. You said in your word, if you love me, keep my commandments. And as the woman of God said too, follow instruction. And God, we got to learn how to follow instruction and do what he say on the first time, because just like, glory to God, he gave instruction to Saul, and glory to God, because he was disobedient and only did part of it, he lost the throne. Then later on, he lost his life to not want to comply and come in line with your word. God, help us and know, glory to God. The enemy already trying to steal from us. Help us not to give him place, glory to God. Oh, God, and I thank you, Lord God, even for the word that was talking about our brokenness, glory to God. But he heals those things that, glory to God, that are broken in us if we'll let him. Hallelujah. We bless you so much for all that you've done already, and God doing in the name of Jesus. You're making us aware, hallelujah, more and more, glory to God, hallelujah, for us to be aware of the things that we're allowing ourselves to be seduced to or influenced by, in the name of Jesus. Some things can be people or things, but other times, glory to God, is even our own self, as the woman of God say. So help us to get to the place that no more I but the Christ, in the name of Jesus, not to give place to the enemy, because he always looking someplace where he can find who he can devour, in the name of Jesus. If we continue to pray and submit ourselves to the Lord and let him help us through these challenging times, God, we will see great and mighty things being manifested in our lives and for us, in the name of Jesus. Help us to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We, glory to God, give you praise and honor. Hallelujah. You're the same God yesterday and today and forevermore. And help us to walk through and let you take us through the process. Because even in the midst of the process, glory to God, you're molding these vessels into, glory to God, your honor, your glory, your praise, your glory to God, where you may get, hallelujah, the victory through our lives when we allow you to take place. I mean, have free reign in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the process, glory to God, of the restoring, that we have to know, glory to God, just like with anything else, like the word was saying too as well, there are different seasons we go through, but in the midst of it, you're the same, you never change, you never leave us, nor forsake us. We just got to let the work be done. Hallelujah. And to eat our vegetables, Lord have mercy, which is the word, but just eating the word, that meat, glory to God, as we mature and grow in you. Hallelujah. We learn, hallelujah, to let go and let God. God, I thank you, Lord God, you're teaching us the more, be influenced by you. So much pain and agony and sickness and disease and all kinds of things going on in the world. But God, help us not to be swayed and manipulated and influenced by those things, to keep us from praying, to keep us, glory to God, from glorifying you and magnifying your name. Help us to know the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, and whatever he has to use, whether it be in your ministry, whether it be in the home, whether it be on the job, in the neighborhood, glory to God, even family, whatever. He'll look for any door to avenue there. We just got to keep looking up to the hills with coming to our help, realize it comes from you. And realize, glory to God, you put us on an assignment down here in the name of Jesus. And you equipped us with the Holy Spirit. You equipped us, glory to God, with all the tools that we need. Hallelujah, the weapons that we need. You gave us, glory to God, your word. You gave us your promise. God, help us, glory to God, like never before, to stand on your word in the name of Jesus. So we can use the gifting that you've given us, glory, to bind the hand of the enemy, to put into flight so much sickness and disease. You have given us, glory to pray. Glory to you gave us gifts for healing and deliverance. You, glory to God, for us to stand on your word, our decree and declare and speak those things that are not as though they were. Lord, we need you like never before. You came, glory to lift the burden off our hearts. You said you came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. You know everything, glory to God, that we go through and have already been through. Glory to God, and let us know you gave us the Holy Spirit to comfort, lead, and guide, glory to God, so we can be able, glory to God, to go through and be overcomers, triumphant and victorious. God, I thank you again for your spoken word. I thank you for vessels that are out there trying to live all they know, glory to God, hallelujah, to help us to know, glory to God, they're just not words on a piece of paper, but that word has life. And you said man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Bread of heaven feed us till we want no more. But help us to have a desire to want you, to desire you, or to put you first in everything that we do, so that when we can have more power, glory to God, be illuminated, come together, hallelujah, all glory, and put our forces together against the enemy to put him to flight. And we'll see less of cancer rising up in the name of Jesus, people being healed and delivered. We'll see, glory to God, kidney functions, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not have all of this cancer going through the land and heart attacks and strokes and, glory, arthritis and crippling, glory, things going on, glory to God, with the blood and respiratory and all kinds of sickness and disease coming in. Oh, we'll know it'll be in the land, but it won't be, glory, coming all up in the body of Christ, and then we'll be able to be a light illuminating, glory to God, for people to see that God is, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to you. He is the healer, the deliverer, the savior. Oh, he can turn these things around and bring the deliverance in the name of Jesus. God, help us to be true to who we call ourselves to be, disciples for Christ, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to hold on to our joy and our peace. Those are weapons as well against the enemy, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray one for another. Bear one another burdens. Help us, glory to God, to speak and decree and bind the hand of the enemy, loosen from his assignment, and have the faith to know the power that God has given us, that we can operate in it, hallelujah, and see the manifestation, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for these prayer warriors. I pray, glory to God, that you bless and strengthen and encourage them. Keep them, glory to God, with a mindset to stay on their post. In the name of Jesus, heal in their families, in their hearts, even things they might be disappointed. But God, thank you for their love and their trust and faith in you to keep pursuing and standing the gap for others in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for our brother Black. We don't know what's going on the other side with their telephone number, or either with his health or his body or whatever. God, we don't even know if it's, he felt like this is his season up or what, or just something that the enemy has came in on with him, and glory to God, there's nothing else, or either whatever it may be, where he's not been able to contact us again. We're just praying he is in good health and all is well on that side and with his family. We pray, glory to God, that you will bless all the ones that have been on the altar that we've been praying for, that you continue to bless and heal those that, glory to God, having situations where they're having testing done in some of our lives and some to come yet. God, we ask you, Lord, to bless and turn around, that you will get glory and praise, because you've already gone before us, and God blessed and sent your angels before, and thank you for your healing power through the word that's been sent out, because you sent your word to heal us. We thank you for what was already done at Calvary, but that thief that come to intervene and to try to bring sickness and disease and glory to God and death and untimely death, we bind you up, cast you out, sent you back to the dry place in which you came. We pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless those that are having surgery, those that are coming through surgery, those testimonies of the great things you've already done. Thank you for this divine connection prayer line. 8 years getting ready to work its way over into the 9th year. Only you, Lord, have brought us together and put us in a place that we put you first. No, glory to God. Hallelujah. Big eyes and little ears, but just about kingdom business. Continue to bless these warriors, God. Continue to move in a miraculous way. Pray for their pastors and their leaders, God. Pray they continue to stay focused and obedient to the Lord. Touch them, glory to God, that they continue to speak God's word and feed God's sheep and continue to be transparent. God, I pray, glory to God, for all of us. Anything that's hidden in the dark will come to the light. Help us, God, to yield to you, because you got a plan, and if we allow you to, glory to God, put things in order and we yield ourselves to you, God, some things, glory to God, don't even have to be spoken out or brought out, except you use it for a testimony. God, help us to walk, glory to God, in righteousness and holiness, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for our young people. Pray, God, that you bless our youth. We battle this brainwashing spirit that come through the internet, that come, glory to God, through the something they see, glory to God, and saying through the chat room and the people that they're coming in contact with and some of the ones that have bad influences causing them to do all kind of crazy and bizarre things in the name of Jesus, even in the gangbang. And then some of them caught up in trying to devil worship and other ones caught up, glory to God, in just whatever the enemy is using. We plead the blood of Jesus, this homosexual act and this hemshim. I don't know which one I want to be, the spirit, glory to God, that make them think, glory to God, they're invincible. The spirit, glory to God, that have them where they don't care. And the spirit that has them feeling so nonchalant or glory to hopeless and doing, glory to God, other things that bring harm to themselves and others. Oh, God, we pray against, glory to God, suicide demon and the gangbanging demon in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, alcohol binging and the pleading the blood of Jesus and all the drugs and glory to God, even the spirits that come in, hallelujah, that human trafficking trying to destroy people's lives, especially our youth. We plead the blood of Jesus, even those chains that holding some in captivity now against their will in places and using them from sex objects and other ones, glory to God, abusing them. We even come against this beast demon, glory to God, wanting to lay with beasts now more and more being manifested. The blood of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, even for those, glory to God, that are with pornography, and then now they want to just play with little babies and little children and penetrate them and destroy them. Oh, these foul spirits of the devil, and even this one that's dismembering people's bodies and so forth like this, because they're so caught up in satanic forces that their mind is so twisted that they want to turn back around and kill people and cut them to pieces and so forth and don't have no remorse. All the blood of Jesus, all this murder with the guns and taking their vehicles and running them into places, and oh God, and other ones just want to be stealing people property and doing this and everything this and playing TikTok and all this. Oh, devil worship. Glory to God that the enemy just playing with the minds of people in the name of Jesus. Oh, see some through their hurts and disappointments. Oh, it's still yet satanic that the devil will turn their pain into something to try to destroy others' lives. God, we got to pray like we never prayed before. But most of all, we got to live holy, live righteous, live in obedience to the Lord so we can walk in the power and walk in the authority, because we can't live half-heartedly and think that we can walk in the power because God gave us a few gifts. God, we know that, glory to God, you walk through holiness and righteousness in us. And when we're walking in obedience to you, that's how you come in and move miraculous in our lives. Because we know you can use a jackass if you want to. You have done it. Glory to God, and a chicken, which is really, glory to God, rooster, a fish, glory to God, to get money out of it when Peter had to get it out for to pay the taxes. Glory to God, but you want to use these vessels of ours, glory to God, to be a witness, to be a light, the ones that you put here in the earth realm, glory to God, transform into your image, that we will preach and teach the gospel. But even when we don't say anything, people watching our lives, glory to God, they may not read no Bible, but glory to God, we might be the only Bible they're reading. What are they saying when they see our lives? God, help us, God, to strive with everything in us to live for you. God, we thank you again for the ministry of the gospel everywhere. Every one of us has the ministry of reconciliation when we get saved. But even in that fivefold ministry, God bless them, grow out to be, grow out those are the vessels that you're calling for in these last days, transparent in spirit in the gospel. And each one of us, glory to God, have a mission, glory to God, to be a light and to be a witness through and out throughout the land. Help us, God. Cover the blood in our families. God, we're praying for salvation for our children, our grandchildren, our seed, our family members, glory to God, and even for our church family. We're praying, God bless, in the name of Jesus. We love you today. We appreciate you. We adore you. Pray for our elderly, too, as well. God, we pray, glory to God, for Mother Freeman, Mother Kadir. We pray, glory to God, for Mother Elisa. We pray for Mother Camp. We pray for these women up in their 80s and, up in their 90s and almost 100 years old and still, glory to God, the light still shining in them, encouragement. They may not be able to have the full capacity of their health, glory to God, but their mouth is still open and to encourage and to build somebody else up. So, God, we bless you. We ask you, Lord, to help us too. Whatever condition we might be in, we stand on your word, and you can change change it at a moment's notice. But glory to God, help us to be faithful, even until, glory to God, you bring about the changes. And even like the Hebrew boy said, if my God don't deliver, we know that he's able. But we're standing on his word. God, so we're going to speak and decree it and declare it until it manifests. And I thank you, Lord God. We bless you that the word, glory to God, has no change on it, where it's not in captivity. All we have to do is live holy, live right, open our mouth and speak and do and declare whatever you say do, be obedient to whatever you call us to do. We thank you again, and we bless you. We bind up Satan out of the cords and we set up trap, plot, plan, and scheme. Glory to God. And untimely death, sickness, and disease be eradicated right now. We loosen from its assignment. Loose, Holy Spirit, have your way. Speak blessings, peace, and joy, strength, and encouragement. Glory to God, to each one of your vessels. Pray, God, that you will bless, and whatever it is, a financial need, spiritual need, grow our door open for whatever it may be. God, you work, and you bless, and you move. God, we send the angels out now, even glory to God in the financial situation, from east, west, north, and south, to bring it in. But most of all, God, help us to have a life living holy, living righteous, living submitted to your will, in the name of just being loyal to you, even in the pain in the valley, because you're there and on the mountaintop as well. Help us to show you our appreciation. No matter what state we're in, that we'll still bless the Lord. God, we'll thank you as we continue to grow in Christ and bless those vessels that spoke this word all through this week. Continue to keep them covered and bless them and touch and move in their lives as well. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the doors open, God, that you open, and thank you for the doors closed that need to be closed. We thank you, Lord God, that we have the wisdom to be able to discern, not to push and pry on things over to God and try to make it happen if you didn't say it. Put you first and let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us. We bless you today. And thank you, Lord God, because in you we live and move and have our being. If God be for us, who can be against us? And even when the weapons are formed, they're not going to prosper what he wanted to do. No matter how rough it looks, God got a plan, and he always has a way of escape when temptation comes. We just got to trust him. The more we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. The more keen, glory to God, our hearing will be to hear his voice and obey in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. We ask him, glory to God, Pastor Bird, glory to God, to be open tonight. We'll pray, glory to God, for Mother McCormick. Praise God, and Mother Alexander, praise the Lord, amen. Praise God, for, and we'll take it from there, and then Mother Willette, and then we'll take it from there afterwards. Right now we have Pastor Bird, praise the Lord, prophetess. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Father, we come boldly tonight to your throne of grace. And we just ask you for mercy, dear God. We thank you, Father God, for watching over us all night as we slept. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, sound mind, body, and souls. We thank you, Father God, for your protection around us. We thank you for the angels, God, that you've given charge over us to keep us in all ways. Father, we praise your holy and righteous name. For there is none like you, Father God. You are first and last. You are beginning and end. You are he that was and is and shall forever be, Father God. And we just give you praise. Because can't nobody do us like you do us. Can't nobody love us like you love us. Can't nobody keep us like you keep us. Can't nobody protect us like you protect us. And can't nobody provide for us like you do, Father God. Father, we thank you as we come in the name of Jesus that you are our refuge and our high tower. You are our refuge and stronghold in the time of trouble, in the time of calamity, in the time of high prices, in the time of depression and oppression, in the times of everything that's going on now, God. You're still God. You're still in charge. You still keep us and watch over us. In the day of trouble, you will hide us in your scepter, in the secret place of your tent where you hide us. You will set us on high upon a rock. And now shall our heads be lifted up above the enemy round about us in the name of Jesus. And we will sing and we will shout for joy, Father God, like never before. God, we understand the times that we are living in. God, we know that there's trouble on the left and on the right, in front of us and behind us. God, we know that the enemy daily comes against us. But God, we thank you, for you are that dwelling place. God, we can depend on you. We are your church. We are your body, Father God. And we thank you every day, Father God, that we're not moved by all of these things that surround us. Help us always to remember that we are in this world, but we're not of this world. God, we come from another kingdom. And that kingdom that we come from, God, you have given us power and authority in this earthly realm, Father God. And therefore, we know that our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. Father, we come against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that we are influenced daily by things that's in the spiritual realm, Father God, because this battle that we are fighting is a spiritual battle. And God, I ask in Jesus' name that with the power and authority that we walk in, Father God, that we pray continuously. I pray, God, that we use the weapons that you've given us, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus that your people in this day know who they are. And we don't get caught up in what we see, Father God. I don't care if it's even coming out of our households, God. I don't care if it's in our neighborhoods. I don't care if it's in the church, Father God. Help us to keep our focus, because you told us these things was coming. You told us, Father God, that there would be a day when man was going to call right wrong and wrong right. God, you said the time was coming when we was going to be lovers of self. And God, we're in that position now where we don't love our neighbors. We don't pray for our neighbors. It's always about me and mine, and that's it, Father God. And the devil has blinded us to truth now. Because right now, Father God, we live in a society when everything goes. There is no right. There is no wrong. We live in a time, Father God, where children don't love or respect their parents anymore, Father God. And God, we know that there's a blessing that comes with just that obedience. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that we come back to our first love. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that the church continue to be salty, dear God. I pray that the church, because we are the people, Father God, in the season that you're going to raise up, Father, to bring some type of normalcy in the world. Because when this church is raptured out of here, have mercy, God, on the people. So I pray for a strong church now, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for a people who love one another as you love us. Because, God, we know that love can cover a multitude of sin. I am praying, Father God, that children will come back, God, and truly love their parents again. I am praying, Father God, that this thing is going to be turned around where parents are having to take care of their children, even when their children 30, 40, and 50 years old, dear God. There are parents that's caught up taking care of children and grandchildren. And God, they're in ill health. They can barely take care of themselves. So, Father, I'm asking for you to turn that situation around, dear God, in Jesus' name. Because, God, if it don't line up with the word, it will come to naught. If it don't line up the word, it will be those things that destroying us. God, we can see it even now where the fathers are absent from the home, and we can see that effect, God, even on children. Young boys not having that image, hallelujah, of how to be a man, how to take care of their children, how to love their wives. God, you are the perfect example. You are that example of how you take care of your bride in the church. And God, it is missing in society today. And because of that, Father God, everything is just going every other way. Basic facts, God, that need to come back so that we can take control of our households, so that we can teach the children to be responsible, so that we can teach the children to love one another. God, you got sisters and brothers that won't even speak. And it's because that the breakdown, God, is starting because of their home life. So, God, I'm praying for parents everywhere. God, I know that sometimes they make choices that they have to make at that time, because it's so many single mothers, Father God, that don't have the help of the father. And there's sometimes, God, there are men in the house, God, that will not take their roles. God, you created us in your image and in your likeness, and you told us how to live. And when we try to live outside of, God, the boundaries that you set for us and the commandments, God, chaos is going to happen. Chaos is going to happen, trouble, trials, tribulations, and that's where we are now, God. But I thank you, God, that we can still look to the hills from which cometh our help and know that our help cometh from you. We can still know and realize, God, that we are the head and not the tail, above only God and never beneath. We can still stand on your word, because God, heaven and earth will pass away, but never your word, Father God. And we are bound by that word. We are protected by that word. We are kept by that word, dear God. So help us, your body, the church, to stay connected to the vine, Father God. We are the branches, and you are that vine. And help us to stay connected to you, Father God, so that we can make a difference in a world, Father God, that don't know right from wrong or wrong from right. And we are praying for those, Father God, who have got caught up in the webs of Satan, Father. Because in this last time, he have said there is no right or wrong. Whatever you want to do, do it. Feel any way you want to be. You can be anybody that you want to be, man, woman, or otherwise. And that's a lie. That's a spirit of deception. God, that is all out of your will, Father God. So we are praying, God, as we come before you even this night, as we come before you in one accord, Father God, I come before you lifting up the name of Jesus as I come in agreement with Pastor Herbert, every word that she has sent up to you. God, she prayed some powerful prayers, and I don't even want to add or take away from that. I just want to come in agreement with that, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, God. Let your kingdom come. And, Father God, strengthen us, hallelujah, for this race, because we're in a fight. Because, God, we know that the enemy that we're coming against is not flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Help us to all be aware of that, Father God, and know that these influences is coming through other people and coming from different places, but it's demonic. Hallelujah. And help us to have a renewed mind so that we don't take in everything that the devil bring us. Because he is the author of lies, God, and he can't tell the truth. There's no truth to him. The truth is your word. So help us to stay connected to the word of God, the principles of God, the commandments of God, so that we'll stay on the path, God, that you set before us, before the foundation of the world. God, we love you because you first loved us. We love you, Father God, because you are creator of all things. You even created Satan, Father God. You created him, but he's just like a dog on a leash, dear God. Hallelujah, when it comes to the body of Christ. And help us to know, God, that our strength, help us to know, God, our power. Help us to know, Father God, that you've given us the keys, Hallelujah. You've given us the keys, God. Oh, Shabakiri Andore de Kiri Anda, to open doors and to close doors. You've given us the keys, Father God, the keys to the kingdom. So, Father God, I praise you tonight. I honor you. And, God, I thank you for all of the ladies and men and everybody that's on this phone tonight, Father God. I pray that every need they have is met. I pray that they walk in good health. I pray, Father God, that they stay connected to you and grow more and more in you. I pray, Father God, that we all come together in unity and oneness, Father God, because one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight, and united we stand, Father God. I pray that when all voices come up, it's one voice. I pray, God, that we be on one accord, Father God. I pray for unity, and I pray every need is met tonight for these people. God, all of us stand at different places, but we all have that same agenda, and it is to please you and to be a light into this darkened place. I pray for Christians all over the world, Father God, not just here in the United States, but I pray for them wherever they are, that they are protected and kept by you. I pray, Father God, that they pray without ceasing. I pray, Father God, for those that are lost that don't know you. I pray for the missionaries that have already gone forth into the land, God, to bring good news, that good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I ask for their protection. I ask, Father God, that you make the enemy blind whenever they see them coming. And I pray, God, that they will reach people that we will never reach. So I pray for them today. And I ask in Jesus' name, God, that you continue to show yourself to your people. And God, we stand in expectation. We're believing you, Father God, for healing. We're believing you for deliverance. We're believing you, Father God, that we're going to even go back to that place and ask, Father, where the Holy Spirit is going to go out, and it's going to go out so powerful for every nation, and all types of people, God, going to be filled with your Spirit. And at that time, Father, revival will be all over this world, because, God, we are getting ready and getting prepared for the coming of Jesus Christ. So, God, I love you tonight because you first loved me. I love you because you saved me. I love you, Father God, because you kept me from a burning hell. I thank you, God, for delivering me, putting your word in me, strengthening me, protecting me, and thanking you for my angels now that surrounds each of us. So I give you praise. And I give you honor, God, and I give you thanks. You are Lord of lords, King of kings. You are the great I am, he that was and is and shall ever be. And it's in the precious name of Jesus that I pray and ask all things. And I just want to say thank you again, God, for keeping me, watching over me, leading and guiding me. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Pastor Hubble and Prophet Burden Bird that already prayed. I touch and agree with each and every one of them and those that's going to come behind us in the name of Jesus. Father God, I come before you this afternoon. Lord, I come just want to give glory and honor to you. Just want to thank you, God, for all that you are, all that you're doing. God, just want to thank you, God, for last night's rest, Lord God, while I slumber and slept. Suffer no hurt, harm, or danger come upon our life. Just want to give glory and praises to you, Lord, because you're so good. In the midst of the things and the situation, the things that's going on in this world, God, I know, Father, that you sit high and you look low and you see every problem and you see every situation that's going on in this world. And so, God, I come, Lord God, this afternoon just calling on your name, Lord God, and just thanking you, Lord God, for just being so good, Lord God. You're just making ways when we don't understand, when we don't know which way to go. We know we can come running to you, Lord God, running to the throne of grace, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you will look down on mankind everywhere, touch those there's trouble in their heart on this afternoon, those that have lost their loved ones, those that have don't know why things continue to go through because they don't understand a lot that's what's happened, the mind of the people, Lord God. And let them realize, Heavenly Father God, that you is a savior and you is a healer and you is a deliverer, God. And whatever we need, all we have to do is come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find grace and mercy to help us in a time of need. God, I pray, Lord God, that you would touch the things that's going on with this killing demon, Lord God, that you would bind up this devil right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Because every time you turn around, and we know, Heavenly Father, that there are so many things is going on. We know we're going to have our tribulation and problem that's going on in the land. But we just bind up the devil right now because he's a liar. He's a liar from the very pits of hell. And so we bind that spirit up because you have given us the authority, Lord God, to be able to bind up these devils, bind up the devil that's going around killing people when you can't even walk out the door, when you can't even go different places that you desire to go, where somebody is shooting people when they shoot a person, they kill other people and they still alive. So God, I pray in the name of Jesus, even for the little small kids, Lord, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord God, and I know you know all about it, Heavenly Father. I know you do. And I praise you and I give you glory and honor because you are so merciful, God. In the midst of the thing that's going on wrong in the world, you still a good God. You still is a loving God. When people feel like that it's you that's doing this, no, it's not you. It's the devil that's doing all this crazy mess in the name of Jesus. So, God, I ask you right now, God, to touch minds of people because a lot of people don't understand. They don't even realize Heavenly Father. They don't realize that the enemy is walking to and fro, seeking who he made a vow, Lord God, just doing what he want to do. And, Lord God, but we know, God, after a while, there's going to come a change. There will come a change after a while. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're going to do, Lord God, for how you're going to set everything in order. How you going to fix it, Lord God? Because you already done it, Lord God. We just got to trust you. We just got to lean out to our own understanding in all our ways. We got to acknowledge you, that you would direct our path. So, God, I just want to say thank you this afternoon, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would go into the school system, Lord. I pray that you touch the school system on this week or on this the rest of this year. Kids is getting ready to graduate and some of them getting ready to go to these proms and all of this stuff. I pray, God, that you will put a hedge around all of the kids, Lord God. Put a shield around them and protect them, Lord God, as they go out, Lord God. I pray that you look down on people that's driving up and down the highway when you find some is driving so fast and there's some of them just running into people just to run in and they hit cars, just don't even care. Don't even have a mind to carry anymore in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, that you look on them when people's in the stores, in the mall, God, and up in there shopping and doing things. Help them, Lord God, to be alert. Help them to be alert of what they're doing and be wise as when they're out and about doing things, Lord. Help them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, even in the homes, Lord God, when you find people just, with cars just running up in houses, when people just sitting in their homes minding their business, you see that's going on in the world. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, keep us, Lord God. Keep us prayed up, Lord God. Help us to stay prayed up that we'll be able to stand and be able to go forward and to be what you want us to be in the last and even days. Because we know, God, that your word tells us in Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to those that believe. So help us to believe in you, Lord God. Help us to keep our trust and rely on you, that you are the only one that's going to help us go through in the last and evil days. Help us to know who we are as we walk this journey. Help us to realize, God, that there's so much pressure on every side, but we can't let the enemy trick us, because that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to trick us in all this stuff that's going on. He's trying to make us think that we ain't going to make it. He's trying to make us think that you just want to give up. But the devil is a liar. He is a liar from the pits of hell, because we know if you got Jesus in your life, you know who you believe in. You know that God is the answer for you. We know that he is the one. We know that he said, I come that you have life and that more abundantly. We know that the devil said, I come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you have life and that more abundantly. So we pray in the name of Jesus, and we bind up that spirit of the enemy that's floating around in this world today with all this different kind of mess that's going on, in the name of Jesus. Even when I was listening at myself, even when men are going with men, women are going with women, the abomination of God. Oh, Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that mess go back to the pit, because that's just where it comes from, in the name of Jesus. You find a lot of women, you find a lot of men ain't got nobody. They want to be with somebody, but it can't be with nobody else, because the men are going with men, women are going with women. So God, we bind up that devil in the name of Jesus. And God, it always, here it is, God, prayers, here it is, two men with a child, two women with a children, and knowing that one of them had to have a child. Oh, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, God. You see it, and you know all about it, Lord God. You said in your word, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemy, and your right hand will save me. Your right hand will save us as we go through the trials and tribulations, and we go through situations. Your right hand will save us. And the word of God let us know, for where two or three touching and together, where two or three are together touching and agreeing, that you would be in the midst. So God, I pray in the name of Jesus, as we come together, Lord God, casting all our cares upon you, knowing, God, that you cares for us, knowing that you knows what we need, knowing that you are the God that sits high, knowing that we can continue to pray and seek your face. Praying, Lord God, for the world as a whole, for the body of Christ, for people everywhere, because everybody's somebody. But we pray and we bind that devil up, because we know, God, that you is everything that we need. Love you tonight, God. I appreciate what you're doing. I thank you, Lord God, because we realize the word of God let us know that the love of people have waxed cold. Some people don't care about one another. They say they do, but they don't. They walking around here just talking and saying things, but they're not saying it from their heart. They're just lip talking. So God, help us, Lord. Help us to hold on. Help us to be real at what we say. Help us not just be a hearer of the word, but help us not be just a hearer of the word, but do what the word say do. Do what Jesus said do. Help us, Lord. I need your help as well. Help us all in the name of Jesus. Take us through, Lord, because we need you, Lord. And we pray, Lord God, for all the prayer warriors on the line tonight, that you'll continue to bless us, as those that are getting ready to have procedures and surgeries or whatever they're getting ready to go through, God. We know, God, that you're the only one that can bring us through it. We look to you, Lord, because the word of God says, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from which coming my help, knowing all my help comes from you. So, God, we pray on tonight. We pray for Pastor Hubble, God, and the things that she got to go through, God. We ask you to bless her and take her through it, God. We know you will. We know there's nothing too hard that you won't do. God, we pray, Lord God, for anybody else that's getting ready to go through it. Myself, I know that I'm getting ready to go through or going through something. So, God, I pray, Lord God, for that. And anybody else that's going through sickness in their body, or knowing that God is able, that he is a God that sits high, because he said 2,000 years ago, with the stripes, we are already healed. We're not a people trying to get healed. We are already healed. So we speak it and we declare it in the name of Jesus. So God, we love you tonight, Lord. We appreciate you, and we give glory and honor to you, and we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Mother Willett, you can go ahead. Mother Alexander, not on the line yet. Praise God.
Amen. Is my line open? Hello?
Yes. Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, ma'am, it is.
Oh, okay, okay. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I think she's got Bible study on her phone tonight.
Okay,
with, she usually on periodically she have Bible study with another young lady. Okay, well, we'll pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for being so good. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are trustworthy, you are faithful, you are covenant-keeping God. I thank you that you care so much about us, and God, I love you because you love us. I thank you because you've already worked out every situation in our life, and we'd like to know about things ahead of time, but we realize sometimes we just don't know about some things ahead of time. But we thank you that you are the true and the living God. Hallelujah. I praise you this afternoon, this evening, Father God, because you woke us up this morning. I'm still in my right mind. I was able to get out and do some things that I needed to do, even though I was hitting at a mosquito and broke the window in my garage, but it's all right. Praise God. Father, I appreciate you so much because I thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, see every situation, every circumstance that every person faces, and only you, you're the only amazing, awesome, wonderful God that you're able to handle everyone's situation all at the same time. And I thank and praise you that you've already given us what pertains to life and godliness. I really appreciate you, Heavenly Father, and I thank you so much. God, you said for us to cast our cares on you, for you care about us. Hallelujah, and we're going to do that. I thank you and praise you for the prayers of your servants on tonight that have already gone forward, and I touch and agree with their prayers, Lord God. Hallelujah. I trust that they are sincere, faithful prayers, and they're interceding on behalf of others. Some people aren't even aware of the ones that, Lord God, we're interceding for. But we, God, when we pray to you, we pray believing, hallelujah, that you're the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, the one that is able to do something about every situation. And, Lord, I thank you, this pausing to say thank you for the mighty women of God that came on the line and spoke from their hearts the words that you've given them. I thank you, Lord God. I pray that you will continue to bless them and strengthen them and use them for your glory, Lord God. On this previous revival, we really appreciate that, and those words that were given, we trust that they are words that were given to them by you. So we accept them in Christ Jesus, and we pray that your Holy Spirit will help us to govern ourselves according in Jesus' name. We praise you, Lord God. And there's a song that says, I'm always talking about the way you bless me. I'm always ready to tell how good you are, and that's who I am, Father. I am always ready to tell. You are good, hallelujah. And your mercy endureth forever. It's you that give us the breath that we breathe. And as we pray the prayer of faith, we thank you for giving us that breath to breathe, Father God. No obstructions, glory be to God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Jesus that sit at your right hand, that make intercession on our behalf. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I pray right now for Marcia, who's having trouble, Lord God, with pain, flu-like symptoms. I pray, God, that you will heal her within the hour in Christ Jesus' name, because with your stripes we are healed. And I always know, Lord God, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24. Psalms 107, verse 20, and Exodus 23, verse 25. Praise God, hallelujah. I know your desire is that we're well and whole, because you are our Father, which art in heaven. And that's why I say, hallowed be. Hallelujah. God, I thank you that you are a good Father God. Hallelujah. And there is no good thing that you will withhold from them that walk upright. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit that give us strength. We heard a lot, Lord God. Hallelujah. Be careful who you let influence you. And we should be, as born-again believers of the body of Christ, we should be the influencers. Glory be to God. And, yes, we should take our clue from the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. We should be influenced by you, Heavenly Father, by the Lord Jesus, by the Word of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, I thank you right now. I praise you. I worship you so much. And I heard, trust you. Hallelujah. Lean not unto your own understanding. Remind me of Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight shall be in the law of the Lord. Hallelujah. We should be, your word, hallelujah, we get excited and happy when we hear the word of God, because the word is alive. It's Lord God, who you are. Glory be to God. You are your word. Glory be to God. And you do just what you say. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That Jesus taught us in Mark, praise God, to have faith in God. Hallelujah. You, God, I thank you because you're so faithful. Even when we have not always done good, you are yet faithful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you always make a way out of no way. Glory be to God. I thank you, yes, that all things you taught us in your word, if you've given us what pertains to life and godliness, Holy Spirit of the living God, help us to receive that which already belonged to us. If I'm sick and not feeling good, the blood of Jesus against the sickness, and I receive the healing, supernatural, miracle-working healing power that's from you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. So much to be thankful for. Hallelujah. Thank you for the traveling mercies. Praise God this weekend, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to the destinations to and from. No hurt, harm, or danger. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I just thank you. Thank you for, Lord God, all that you're doing. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, I just bless you. I give you glory right now. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you are our Father, Lord God, who lives, your presence lives in us, and you're with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, that you are God. Hallelujah. And besides you, there's none like you. I've not met anyone else. I don't know why a person would want to turn and go back out in the world. Ain't nothing. And I mentioned it before, Heavenly Father. I said it came to me not long ago. If you're living this life, this journey of life, without Jesus as Lord, you're missing out on the best time of your life. Hallelujah. People just don't realize the incredible wonderfulness of just being in Christ, knowing you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to God. It's such a joy. Hallelujah. Thank you. You work situation. I'm put in remembrance how, Lord God, some things have taken place, challenges in life, but you never let me wonder if I should have done something differently. Hallelujah. You are so good. Hallelujah. Because people make, and you gave me a message once, hallelujah, I'm too blessed to be stressed, glory be to God. And then you said, hallelujah, stop stressing yourself out over the choices that other grown people make for themselves. Now, you can't do nothing about the choices that they make. You can pray to Father God, hallelujah, and ask God to help them to come to a good, sound mind. And while I'm mentioning that, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name for those that are battling mental illness. And we realize so many things are happening because people are struggling in their mind. God, the enemy has come in and, Lord God, brought about a complete deception in their heart and mind. And they just, some of them just don't know how to behave. But if you read Romans, the first chapter, to give you an idea why some of them are behaving the way they are. But I pray, God, that if they have heard the word of God at some point in time, I pray that word, praise God, will fall on the good ground and begin to take root and begin to speak, Lord God. Let your word speak and bring about deliverance in that person's mind. Hallelujah. You said, Lord God, for us not to fear. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So I do pray for those that are struggling, Lord God, with mental illness this evening. I pray for a restoration. Yes, yes, that's I heard a word during the revival. A restoration, a restoring of a good, sound mind in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, special prayer this evening. I ask you, Lord God, just thank you, first of all. I can't thank you enough because you are good, you're loving, and you're working things out. Hallelujah, all the time. You're working them for our good. And somebody said, well, why am I going through this? Why am I? Well, you're on earth, and you're alive. So thank you, praise God, that sometimes you're going to have some challenges. But count it, James said, count it all joy. And we'll learn to count it joy because it's working something on the inside of us, and it's for our good in Jesus' name. Special prayer for those, Lord God, that are in need of special care. Paraplegics are in need of special care. Those in the nursing homes and those in the hospital, those in the children's hospital, Lord God, those in prison, Lord God, special prayer. Lord God, I pray for those parents and those caregivers, Lord God, that are taking care of people that accept somebody come and take care of them. Lord God, they're not able to do it themselves, and I thank you for all of those, Lord God, that you give strength to help take care of others that need special help in Jesus' name. We pray for those, Lord God, that have been displaced, Lord God, and some of them had to leave one nursing home this past week because the nursing home is changing from assisted living to a skilled living, which means all those people that couldn't move around and was able to do for themselves on their assisted living, now they got to move out and be displaced. So we pray for those people, Lord God, and we pray for those that are going back to sometime their family homes. And some of the family did not visit them while they was in a nursing home, but we pray, God, that you work things out for these people good in Jesus' name. Those, Lord God, that need special help, I heard some of the prayers, those who have surgeries coming up, those who have already had surgeries, we pray for divine healing and deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. God, another special prayer request is for those that, Lord God, have been tangled up in addictions and strongholds. We pray for divine deliverance. Thank you, Lord God. You said whatever we ask you, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. So we intercede on behalf of those, Lord God, that are struggling this evening. I don't believe that people just want to stay struggling. And, Lord God, I believe that they would want to be free. And Jesus is the freedom. He brings you freedom. If you just surrender your life to the Lord and ask the Lord for help, I believe he will help you with all of my heart in Jesus' name. So I pray for those that are struggling. I pray, God, hallelujah, that the sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed word, hallelujah, will go forth and, Lord God, rescue people who have struggles and been bound by addictions and strongholds. I pray the sword of the Spirit will loose them and set them free. And I thank you, Lord God. Let them be like the man, Lord God, who was maybe demon-possessed, but then when you came through, Lord God, you caused that demon to get out of that man, and he was clothed in his right mind. Hallelujah. He was ready to follow you then, glory be to God. I pray, Lord God, for these people because they need to be, Lord God, loose from this demon of deception, making them believe that they are on that ship and there's no escape, Lord God. But there is always a way of escape, and his name is Jesus. I pray for those people. Pray for those that are not yet saved, Father God. Praying, Father God, for the body of Christ, the members of the body of Christ, the leaders within the body of Christ. I pray for those in authority, our leaders, Lord God, and our governmental officials and president and the House of Representatives, Senate, the state, the Congress, Lord God, the police force in Christ Jesus, the schools, Lord God, the school staff, Lord God, the medical and health care staff in Christ Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, those in positions of authority need help. We are praying for wise counsel, Lord God, and people are needing counselors more than ever before, but we are praying that those that are in positions of psychiatric or psychiatrists or counselors, Lord God, we pray that the Holy Ghost will help them to provide the appropriate, Lord God, counsel that people need, Lord God. And if people are not going to listen to you, I don't know what they're going to do, because to me, the best counselors, the counseling that you can get is from you, Father God, and from your word. And if we're willing to hear and obey your word, hallelujah, what a time, what a time, what a time. God, I love you this evening. I bless you. I praise your holy name. I pray for our families. I pray for our loved ones. I pray also touch and agreeing with Minister BJ regarding Brother Black. We don't know what's going on, but God, we pray that you fight every battle that he's facing. I don't know. He may not be facing battle. He may have won millions of dollars, and now he's on extended vacation. That would be nice, but God, please just be with him and fight off anything that's, Lord God, not of you in his life, and give him victory, Lord God, because you use that young man as your servant that he may cause many to come to you in Christ Jesus' name, because he's a blessing to be blind and able to minister to others the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I just thank you for what you're doing this evening. I praise you. I lift up each person on this line, Lord God. I pray for Minister BJ, her family, daughters, and the other young ladies did such a beautiful job, and I pray favor in all of our lives in Jesus' name. Remember my friend, Sister Alexander, her children, Lord God. You know her sons and her family are very dear to her. I pray for Eddie, Lord God. I don't know if there's something going on with him, but I pray, God, that you'll work it out and turn and fight his battle for him. If he's battling something, I pray that you fight and get him the victory. I thank you for the victory already, Jesus, because you've taught us that you've gotten the victory. You've already made us overcomers. So we cover our families. We cover our children. We pray for those that are not yet saved, Lord God, because somebody's still not saved. They think they're okay, but if you're trying to live without the Lord, you're not going to have a good time in this world. Have mercy on our souls. Be with those that are yet going through, Lord God, that need more help. I pray for those that may be, Lord God, lonely and destitute. I pray, God, that you be a friend that stick is closer than a brother. I love you, Lord. I thank you so much. I bless you. Jesus, I appreciate you yet interceding on our behalf. I thank you for what you're doing at this time. I pray blessings and favor on each and every representative on this line. And I pray, Lord God, for our families everywhere in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I honor you, Father. I bless you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sims.
Word of God says, let us lift up his name together. Come now, in the name of Jesus, lifting up your name, Lord, and as high as we can lift it up, not high enough. So we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your keeping power, Lord. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for dying on Calvary's cross, that we might all have a right to the tree of life. Thank you, Lord God. Father, we come confessing our sins before you, Father. If we've done anything in this fleshly body or whatever that we've done that was not like you, we ask you to show us. Show us our faults. Show us the things that we do that we shouldn't do. And show us also, Lord, the things that we need to do, the things that make you smile. Father, just keep us in your grace and in your mercy, Lord. Watch over us, Father, and help us to do the things that are pleasing in your sight. And we know what the Word of God says, and sometimes we don't do what we need to do, but we're asking you to lead us and guide us in the right direction. Give us the willpower. Give us wisdom and discernment. Thank you, Lord God, for all of the beautiful testimonies that has gone up, all of the word, the prayers, the teachings, and the preachings. We appreciate all of that because we need that and more to live this Christian life, because we have a charge to keep our head and a God to glorify. You know, he gave his son our soul to save and fit it for the sky. And it says we're going to destroy this present age And that's what we're doing now, Lord. We're trying to minister to this present age that they will walk. Generations to come will walk in your ways, not looking at what's went on or what's going on now, but if we concentrate on those things, Father, you know we would be a wreck. We wouldn't be fit for anything. So, Father, help us to lean on you and to always realize that you are God and besides you there is none other. And then Romans 8:28, I think it is, all things work together for those that love the Lord and those that are called according to his purpose. Father, we come in agreement with every prayer that's gone up, so many things that touched on, Lord, and I come saying ditto to all that has been said tonight, because a lot of word has gone up, and I ask you, Lord God, to continue to bless and to magnify your name in this earth. One of the prayer warriors said, in due time, he is going to fix it. And I said, when he fixes, everybody is going to know that he did it, because nobody can fix all these things but him, all these spirits that's been released in the world, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Father. All these spirits have been released, Father. We ask you to send them back to the pit for the king, never to rise again. That's the end of that. Never to rise again. They say the COVID crisis on this Thursday, the president declared that it's over. But, Father, we know when you declare, that's when things manifest. When you say it's done, it's done. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we continue to lift up and hold up your mighty hand. Father, a lot of them have already prayed for the children, and I pray for abused people everywhere, all over the land and country, Lord God, that the light would shine on it. Somebody would see it and do something about it. But help us, Lord, as Christians, believers, to stand firm in your word. Father, we thank you, we honor you, we give you glory, Lord. I ask you to bless everybody on this line and all this. Thank you. Those that wanted to be on here, those that are on here, the ones that have been on here in the past, and the ones that are coming, Lord God. We ask the blessings, mighty, powerful blessings upon them. And we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise. Hallelujah. We ask these blessings in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God. We praise God for all the prayers that went forth thus far. And bless the Lord. We're going to take prayer requests. We thank God for the move of God tonight. Not unless the prophet has something to say before we take the prayer request, and if we get up a little early tonight, so be it. We thank God for all the great and mighty things he's been doing all week, in the time we've been had before, and in the revival, and even the mighty prayers as went forth, thus said the Lord. Amen tonight. At this time, would you, anyone that have a prayer request, if prophet don't have anything to say?
I don't have anything.
Okay, we're going to take prayer requests. I think I got just only a couple more lines to open up. But if anyone have one, we're definitely going to take those requests now. Thank the Lord for what he's already done. Oh, he's so wonderful. Whew, you like me, a lot of us are full from that word, but we always have more room for hunger and thirst for more of him. Help us to keep having that hunger and that desire in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Black.
Oh my God, we just finished praying for you. Got a new telephone number?
I was listening to y'all. I was there from the beginning. I said, I'm surprised, y'all.
Yes, you have a new number?
They cut me off. Boost Mobile cut me off, and it's been almost a month. And they said I was making overseas calls. And they said, you violated our services. I said, you got the wrong person. I said, I'm not
Willette said that could have been it, too. Ed Pastor said that. Yeah.
Huh?
that was me.
Well, Mother, well, and Pastor Byrne said something about it could be that with your phone. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, and I couldn't do nothing. And I just calmed down because I almost lost it. I said, God, I said, that's the most important thing I got other than you. That's all my information. But you got me, so I ain't worried about it. And I just waited till I got the money, and then I just, you know, got this phone number, new service. So I got
to
give.
And I just called you today
to
try it again.
Mm-hmm.
I just called your number again today. Praise God. Oh, you bless the Lord for your testimony being on and the prayers that went forth tonight for you. Bless God. But you'll have to give us that number in a little while. But go ahead for whatever your testimony is. Tell us.
Okay. You know what? I mean, everybody touched my heart. Your prayers and everything like that, it touched my heart. And my prayer is within the next 24 hours, everybody on this line, God, just open up a window of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they have not room enough to receive. God, Lord, they will really bless your people, God. And I pray, Lord, let there be a return, Lord, in this hour. Let there be a return, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you. Everybody on the line within the next 24 hours, I believe by faith in the name of Jesus, I count it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I believe
praise
that.
Praise the Lord.
I believe it. I know it's coming to pass. It was on my heart. I mean, my heart was touch. I mean, I just thank you for calling and a prayer. I'm just blessed. I'm really blessed. I'm really blessed. You know,
well,
I mean, I know
God.
You pray for all the time.
Oh, yeah, we had the prayer warriors been praying. Just several of us have been had them calling and stuff like this, Mother. Glory to God. And everybody was saying the same thing that, you know, they got the same thing about this number, you know, that you're not going to be able to, you know, take calls at this time. And even the day when I called and I said, okay, before time for service tonight, I had done calling and said the same thing. I said, and then Mother Willette, I prayed, and then Mother Willette had prayed for you tonight. So prayers been going up for you. We've been testing that number every once in a while. So bless the Lord. It's wonderful to hear from you.
It sounded like I wasn't paying my bill. That's how it sounded. I'm
my
like,
God.
They done set it up. Where is this my fault? Nah, they done did so.
Nothing was formed, but it could not prosper. It was formed, but thank God's blessed to have you back tonight. And thank God for the anointing in your life and encouragement, because the main thing we wanted to make sure that you weren't sick and that the enemy hadn't come up against you some other ways or your family. So we bless the Lord for you. Praise God. So is there anyone else with a prayer request? Thank God for the praise report.
Okay.
Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
Pastor Sam?
Yes. I have a prayer request. I would like for you all to please continue to pray for my brother Alonzo and his daughter Tammy, but he's fallen again for the fourth time. They don't put railings on the anymore. And so he hurt himself seriously. They didn't take him to the doctor or anything, but he said he was feeling better, but it really hurt him. He fell on his leg. And so I'm just praying that you all will help. Pray, help me to pray for him that he has peace about where he is and that he will be safe and they'll do something different. They lower the beds to the floor, but still when he gets ready to try to get out, it's easy to fall out of it. Him and for my friend John King and Wilhelmina King down in Ridgeville, South Carolina, he has left hospice and had to go in the hospital. They say he has an infection in his blood.
Lord.
Yeah, he's in the hospital down in Charleston. And I think those are the two I would most like to pray for my whole family. And for me, too. I got a dental appointment this week.
Yes.
Good. Yes, he is, and I know he is, and I thank him for his mercy. Every kind, good and kind deed, and all that's not, You think it's not working out, but he'll work it out for you if you love him.
Oh, yes, he will. Yes, indeed. Well, Minister Black, there's a prayer request there for you to take.
So, Father God, we just thank you right now, God. We lift up alarms, oh, God. Lord, if he needs day-to-day assistance, some type of guidance, God, work it out for him, God. Lord,
thank
by your grace and mercy, God, for that he'll be safe, God. Lord, he is your child, God. We thank you.
Yes.
We expect it, God, but we come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain favor and find grace in time of need, Lord. We give you glory for all these great things that are about to happen in Alfonso's life. We lift up Mr. and Mrs. King right now, God. Lord, I just pray, God, work out whatever situation they're going through, God. Lord, coming out of hospice, going back into hospitals, God. Lord, whatever situation it may be. And I just pray, God, Lord, let your glory be revealed from out of their lives so everybody can see it and say, what must I do to be saved? And who's the last one?
For herself, for the dental appointment and family.
Oh, yes. I lift up Pastor and her family, God. Even all of her family. Lord, every situation, we bind the hands of the enemy, God. Lord, we speak an entrance when she go to the dental place, God. Every appointment, God, we decree it done. We speak a good report. We speak health. We speak wealth. Supernaturally, God, what's turned upside down, I command it to be right side up in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood against every situation, God, don't just walk. We're walking in peace and harmony and unity according to your spirit and your word, God. We count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord there.
I want to thank God. I got a press report for Laura. Her blood pressure is down, but keep her up in prayer. They're talking about something about her oxygen level. It's not too good, but I believe that it is well. It is good.
Praise the Lord.
And keep me up in prayer as I go to the doctor to get all my physicals for this year. Keep me up in prayer because I know that God, we done seen God do something. We saw God bring her blood pressure down where it was 200 over what, Mama? Do you remember? All I know
it was 219 over 98.
Yes. God.
Yeah.
He brought it down to 178, her coming out of the hospital that night. Yes, I remember that.
Ma'am.
But
yes, ma'am.
Friends of the righteous. Faith. Praise God.
Well, that much.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Father, we do thank you, Lord God, for the report on Sister Laura. God, we bless you for your servant, God, for blessing and the prayer warriors praying and how you moved that night. And we thank you right now that our oxygen level, whatever COVID, as Pastor Bird just said the other night, it's canceled. So no matter what the enemy is saying, we believe in God. All that bit of residue, the last bit of residue that has anything to do with that COVID, all glory, I would cancel in the name of Jesus. We bind you, Satan, loose you from your assignment. When God does things, it's well done. So we rebuke and bind any reoccurrences, any transference. We cancel that assignment by your stripes. We will heal. Your word was already sent out to heal, and you desire to be healed and whole and for her to prosper as her soul prosper. And we thank you for it. We thank you for glory to God, Sister Rachel, God, for her report. God, you've already been building her up over the past year, even after the last report and even what the man of God spoken of, Minister Black has spoken, glory to God, concerning her last tests and things that she had to do when she had to go through those reports. We believe in through this physical the same. Another report that God has did it and he be glorified. So we thank you for her healing, her deliverance, and all being well, even in her reports that's coming up in the name of Jesus. Anything that tried to even come up under the radar, we believe in God, any of our lives, that nevertheless, God got us time and a season for things, but we standing on his word and he's going to eradicate that thing too in the name of Jesus. We keep looking to the hills with coming to our help and realize it comes from the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hudson agree.
There's no one else for prayer requests. I want to pray, glory to God, for Sister Barbara, that God continue to bless and strengthen her, encourage her and her family and her nephew and everything that concerns her, God, I pray, glory to God, that you bless her to each day, glory to God, in this new year and new beginning, that she will grasp faith and know, glory to God, that God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Whatever hurts, pains, or disappointments, things that happened in past and time life, it's time now to live and let God be God in her life because he has a plan for her life. You said no one can pluck us out of your hand, but God, we can walk out. So I'm praying that she'll stand steadfast in the faith and know that you are her healer and her deliverer. Everything that she needs is found in your word. So I'm praying, glory to God, for those past hurts and those things that still yet kind of been pushed up on the glory to God, hallelujah, up on the radar somewhat, glory to God, and just surface back out through pain every once in a while. God, I'm praying a divine healing that that ground be broken up in the name of Jesus, every yoke be destroyed, that the enemy will not have those things to come in and out of the closet like a Jason. The devil is a liar. I'm praying for her liberty in Christ Jesus. As you said, whom the Son set free is free in him. Free indeed. I pray she cast all those cares and let God come in and do that divine healing. Glory to God, not only reconstruction, but a new beginning and a new, glory to God, hallelujah, outlook on life with a new mindset that, Lord, I leave these things in your hands because I can't keep looking in the rearview mirror and so forth because I don't want to crash. I want to live. I don't want to exist. So I'm going to continue to believe the Lord for her joy, not cause something happened, and glory to God to have a temporary happiness, but a true joy of the Lord being her strength. So as the Lord bless, glory to God, Sister Barbara, I pray God continue to strengthen you and you keep your eyes on him and let, glory to God, his will be done. As you believe in God for others, believe God for yourself. In Jesus' name, walk in the love and forgiveness and release things, glory to God, and not look at God, why, but God, thank you that you're helping me to get through all of this and what is your plan and purpose for my life, that I may live it accordingly. I think not serve notice on you and all your little courts, every setup and trap and plot plan, coming against all these prayers, or even this prayer too for her, that you are lying in the blood of Jesus. Even though those weapons might have been formed, glory to God, they are not going to prosper. It may hurt through some of the things that we had to go through while the pain was going on, but God, you turn it around, making it working for the good according to Romans 8:28. Thank God, glory to God, for your loving kindness and your mercy and renewed every day in Jesus' name. I pray blood covering over all the prayer warriors. Thank you for Brother Black, for God blessing him and bringing him back, glory to God, to have this breakthrough through whatever this foolishness the enemy pulled with his phone. But thank you for his health. Thank you for his family. Thank you, Lord, for every prayer warrior, everyone that was even supported and on the line and whatever God assigned them to do through this revival and even just faithfulness over the years. God, we just bless it. You know the needs. You know whether it's finances. You know whether it's health. You know, glory to God, whether it's joy, peace, whatever it may be. Whoa, God, I pray you just do it for them in the name of Jesus. Help us all, God, to continue to be faithful. Thank you for Pastor Apostle Prophet Bird. God, thank you for our speaker for Mother's Day, those that are available that can come on. Somebody's making a lot of noise on the phone. Moving paper, moving something, even if it's your phone, mute it. Bless the Lord. God, we thank you, Lord God, for blessing Prophet Bird, God, with the word that she had for the body, because God has given her a word, an end-time word, and a word has to do with the body. So, glory to God that God has given her to share the next time the door come open, and Lord, we're looking for that on Sunday. So those hearts that are available to hear after you had the time with your family, so be it. The ones that don't, we pray blood covering over all the families and for those, glory to God, with their mothers and those, glory to God, where mothers have gone on or loved ones, God, we still pray that you comfort and encourage them, that it'll be a joy, glory to God, and looking back at the joy of it, not the pain of it, God. We're praying for those that having the celebration time that they enjoy and the ones, glory to God, that are available still yet to come in the word and celebrate God on the word of God and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through the vessel, then so be it in the name of Jesus. And God, even for our meeting, God, we pray, glory to God, for that time as we get together on the 6th. At 6. Bless the Lord. Praise God. The warriors know what that is. Bless the Lord. We thank you so much, God, for all that you've done. In the name of Jesus, that Saturday, praise the Lord, at 6. But in the meantime, God, we bless you and thank you for all that you've done and what you're doing And thank you so much for loving us so much and giving us a life and giving us an opportunity to serve you and be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. We bind up accidents, incidents, mishap, chaos, confusion, untimely death, even that COVID ride. We bind to pray that none of it come down our dwelling. We pray against every scheme and all the plots. We pray for, glory, that you bless us and keep us. Bind you up, Satan, and all your little cohorts and every setup, trap, plots, and plans. Anything you have right to come against, even the words that don't come through this revival, that we rebuke you for trying to rob or steal it from us or for our flesh to rise to reject anything. We rebuke and bind you and loose you from it. In Jesus' name we pray, Holy Spirit, have that on way. Bring back to our remembrance. Glory to God on recall. We thank you for health and strength and courage to be walking in discernment, walking in wisdom, walking in power, walking in the authority, walking in obedience, walking in loyalty to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, for moving and blessing and protecting. Cover all our families, loved ones, children, and our church family under the blood and angels being camped. We love you, Lord, and we appreciate you as we walk in the agape and also forgiveness, not in word, but also in deed. In Jesus, not on word only, but also in deed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Again, we will be listening for the word over to God on Sunday. Amen. Praise God. Pray for Mother Earth to touch her body, strengthen her, and encourage her as well. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. If there's nothing else, we just thank God again, and we continue to pray for one another and those young ladies and our lives, and continue to pray for those times for a celebration of Mother's Day for all of you all. Praise the Lord that do have it, or either your mother's in the Lord, or even if it's time past, glory to God, pray God's blessings upon you, and let's just continue to celebrate Jesus in the midst of it all and all the stuff that's going on around us. Let us be aware and pray and bind and loose, but we walk in faith and not in fear. But we're just going to be wise and be alert in Jesus' name. Amen.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. I don't hear you Sunday.
What you say?
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody, if I don't hear from you Sunday.
Yes. Well, happy Mother's Day to your family, too. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. And happy Mother's Day to everybody, too. And Brother Black, it's good to hear your voice again. Thank God you got that straightened out with the phone. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I guess you didn't get that $1 million in old extended vacation.
Not yet.
We certainly did.
Still in circulation. Oh, I got to get my number.
That's a good way to look at it. I love you all, and I thank you. It's so good to hear your voice again. We miss
you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank God for both of us. Thank you. Amen. I love you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Amen. And we bid you all shalom. Be blessed. Amen.
Shalom.
Good night. God bless.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God reigns. My God reigns, my God reigns, thank you, Jesus, my God reigns, my God reigns, my God reigns. Shalom.
Shalom.